Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 88. I like that. It's very like infinity. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
How are you, Peter?
I'm good. How was your St. Paddy's Day?
Erin go brawl. You know, I have a little Irish in me.
Really? And, what's her name?
We call her Irish, actually. That's actually Kelly's nickname is Irish.
Really?
Which is hilarious. But no, she's out of town. But she's in my dreams only.
Same time zone though, so.
Exactly. Pink hearts, yellow diamonds, blue stars. Green clover. You know, I really didn't do anything for St. Paddy's Day except stay in my house and make a green salad. That was about the most green thing I did. Honestly, I am probably about one part of my family is French English and one part of my family is Irish and Cherokee.
So
my mama's side is, my grandmother is, I'm probably like 1/8.
Somebody's wedding got
Cherokee.
Boycotted, Irish and Cherokee.
Yeah, pardon me?
Somebody's wedding got boycotted.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Smoky Mountains. Come on. It was like, you know, we're all Scotch, Irish and Cherokee Indians and where they all ended, you know, on the Trail of Tears. So anyhow, so I've got some Irish. I don't have a big temper, but, and I'm not a drinker, so... You know, it's not really the greatest holiday for me. But how about you? I know you're Irish, but you were faking it probably pretty good.
No, I am Irish. I'm a quarter Irish. I'm Irish, a quarter German, and half Greek. That's the mix. Because my grandpappy and my grandmammy, they were, my grandparents were Irish and German. And they were actually both Irish and German when they met, and they were about half and half each of them. So I'm a full quarter. I am a full quarter Irish, I promise. If I took my pants down, you'd see the fire bush. I really do have one.
Ooh, you are. You are the redhead.
But it was really fun. I hung out with my sister and her boyfriend. And yeah. We wandered around and we just had such a great time. I got these great green felt hats from over at the Hollywood Mirror with little shamrocks on them. Mm-hmm. And we ate Italian and Mexican that day, which is kind of funny because Irish food just kind of sucks. I mean, it's not bad.
I was at Charlie's Ale House. I definitely was sitting next to the corned beef and hash. I just didn't have it because I'm on the new diet.
Corned beef and cabbage. Corned beef hash is in the morning.
It was breakfast. Having brunch.
Okay, good.
So, yes. But it was real corned beef. Yeah, it was like sliced fake, at the Charlie's. It wasn't.
Not the dog food looking kind. No, which is good sometimes, but not usually. But it was fun. We ate. We wandered around. We went to spin for a little bit. And we just basically just watched the parade of people. People were crazy out.
Yeah.
Lakeview was just alive with green. I've never seen so much green in my life. People were having such a good time. They were wandering around. And then we came home and we decided to have a couple more beers because we had to have some green beer at spin because they had the green, you know, the green beer. So we came home. We got like a 12 pack of Bud Light bottles, sat down on the couch and all started watching The Riches.
Oh yeah.
Because I had T-boned it
with
and they
Eddie
wanted
Izzard
to have it.
Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver, who are Irish travelers. Who are both, just keeping your Irish theme.
Exactly. So
which
it's
basically for Americans just means they're hill people.
Right.
They're hillbilly, inbred. my people.
Where do you think the Southern accent comes
from? Well, it's why I'm saying, how could I not have some Irish in me and be from the mountains of Tennessee? You have Irish in you.
What a good show, though. I was so wrapped up in it, and I was so into it. And how brave was she? That first scene, the first time you see her, not only does she have her hair cornrowed, she has no makeup on.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Looking just...
Coming out of prison. Yeah, you know, it's really going to be a clever, clever show. And it seems very much like here again is when I go, you know, and you and I had this conversation before about Dirt. But here I go, this is a show that's getting its tone.
Yes.
Like it and like Nip Tuck. Like Nip Tuck knows what it is and it gets that tone. I still think Dirt doesn't know exactly what its tone is yet. I'm not saying it's an awful show, but... I just wish they would really, you know, hit it on the head. But I think The Riches has its tone. It's
right away.
Serious. It makes you uncomfortable. It's also funny.
You got a little
kind of
kid.
The same way Big Love is, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays itself out, because right away they just socked you in the head with about five storylines. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Just hit you real good. But
so if you're not watching it, I say, you know, get on the
FX to record, because
hopefully they'll re-air the first episode again. I know sometimes they do that to try to get people on board with it, but
on an off day or something different.
Yeah, it's on Monday nights. Is that right? Tuesday nights?
I don't know. I think it's Monday nights.
You told me because you were at my house and you were like, tape the radio.
Put the TiVo on.
You did, and I'm really glad, you know.
And it's one of the things now that's I've decided that on my DVR, the important stuff is the thing that says "Do not erase."
Yeah.
That's how you can tell. Because like the Golden Girls, whatever, it keeps 6-7 of them. They can erase them.
And they come back. The Will and Grace, the X-Files.
Dirt, that one. What else is a do not erase? Oh, America's Next Top Model, which is fabulous. It's just getting even better. I can't understand how
I don't watch this show, but you can keep us totally up to date on it.
I just can't understand how the girls all had their makeover this last week. So that's one of my favorite shows where they all just go. And nobody really cried except for one girl who got, a white girl got hair weave that she had never had before.
Her hair weave.
She got hair. They basically cornrowed down your hair and then they sew hair onto your head. So they did it really super painful. Told her it sucked. And they had to take it out. So she was there for 8 hours and then she spent another like 2 or 3 hours and they gave her a pixie cut. So it was just this total drama. Anyway, it was just funny. There wasn't really any big hair drama or makeover drama this time. Nobody really got very upset about their hair getting cut or anything like that. And this one girl looks just like Sharon Stone. She's hot.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks
You got the T-Mode, so we should watch it. If you're saving them, then I want to watch a couple of those episodes at some point.
I usually trash the old ones, but I might have it. We'll see.
All right, don't.
It's called The Girl Who Cried Too Much. It's a good episode. So.
All right, well, I don't know if I TiVo it, if they re-air that. They probably don't.
They might. Well, and they will after the season goes, but yeah, they might reshow them.
Well, speaking of television, I have a new addiction, new television addiction, and thank God for Logo is all I have to say, because Logo did it right, and they finally bought another fabulous... Well, I don't know if they bought another one, but finally we continue to have great imports, which is there is a show. No, not Footballers Wives, which of course you know I love. The BBC also gets its tone, which I love. Yes. But women, I will tell you, if you're not watching Bad Girls, which is kind of the BBC version of Oz for women, it's really well done. It is not campy. It is really smart. There is some hot lesbian tension. I mean, back to like the tension of Xena Gabrielle tension. I mean, I went last night on the internet to kind of go to their website. They've had 8 seasons. So Logo has a stockpile. We're only in season one. It's on Thursdays. It's also airing on the BBC. I highly recommend getting on board with it. Really great characters. I'm fascinated by prison systems. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're a lesbian, you probably have read, Sarah Waters' book, Infinity, Affinity. And if you have, it's about the Victorian women's prison system, but it's all just very fascinating. And, but you know, they've gone through 8 seasons, but I was on it and YouTube, they're just all of these music videos with the glances between the two kind of lesbian characters. Well, they won't. They have these, which is very much, I haven't seen anything evocative of that since Xena, where people wanted this relationship to happen so much that they were creating music videos and putting them in scenarios and cutting shots, and really has a strong fan base. So thank you, Logo. I stockpiled about 5 or 6 episodes, and last night I was like, no, I have to wait a whole week now because now I'm caught up. So, I highly recommend Bad Girls. Very, very good. Finally, the women have gotten our Oz, and they're British.
It's always hotter.
Which is really cool.
So one other thing we did this weekend that I haven't been able to stop doing since Thursday was playing with my Wii.
That just sounds so fucking dirty. I know you're talking about, because Terry Klinsky from our office,
oh, yes,
she's been talking about the Wii, and you were surprised that I even knew what the Wii was.
Well, I was. We exchanged Miis, actually. We sent little characters to each other.
She created a Mii Wii, did she?
I haven't seen yours. I saw Kirk's, and I saw Kathleen's, and I saw Benita's.
She's done Tracy.
And I haven't seen Tracy's yet.
Tracy's is
but,
funny.
I sent them around, but I have
tell
to tell you.
Tell her to send you mine so you can
I will. I need
play
to see the
dueling
Amy.
Co-hosts, you know?
Well, because I sent her my Maverick, my little picture of me. And it, honest to God, it does look like me. It's scary how much it looks like me. But this thing, if you don't have a Nintendo Wii, go to the store and play with it. If you know me, call me and you can come over. If you don't know me and you're cute, call me and you can come over and play with it. My Wii. I mean,
I'm going to play with your Wii. Come on. But I'm going to play with your Wii and watch America's Top Model.
It's totally freaking fun. My sister and her boyfriend were over here. We were all playing tennis.
What's your favorite game? Tennis?
No, actually, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, because I like really long role-playing games. It's got about 70 or 80 hours of gameplay, and it's really involved, and it's beautiful, and it's fantasy, and I love The Legend of Zelda
so much.
Okay,
I so want to stop recording and go play
She wants to just
Wii.
Run into But I'm telling
Wii.
You, the tennis game, the bowling game, the golf, it's all really challenging and
now
fun.
Now, how expensive is the Wii?
I managed to get one on eBay for $330, and
oh,
that was...
God,
that
that's
was,
not bad at
no,
all.
No, because it's $270 in the stores, but I had to pay for shipping. So,
okay.
So it was actually a little bit, it was about three
but
something.
But you don't pay tax, so.
Right. It was about three something, and then it was about $30 for shipping, because on eBay now they have this thing going on where most people will drop ship the Wiis right away because there's too much of a risk of fraud.
Right.
Like the buyers have to certify that they have it. They need you to show them the picture and the special certification that eBay has and blah, 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 blah. So they all want to FedEx it. So you can't really get like UPS ground because it'll take too long and people are worried about fraud and everything like that. But totally fun. I highly recommend
everybody.
Do they
have like kickboxing?
Not yet. The
game. Because then you put like probably pads on your ankles and have to kick with it, which would be a great workout.
It's just, it's amazing what this system is going to be able to do. This is the new generation. This is virtual reality. This is where it's starting.
You remember what was the movie? There was some movie, was it the Michael Douglas Indecent Proposal or something where, you know, it was all about like walking through places and you put on these.
Oh yeah.
Games
that three-dimensional game. Actually, I used to play that at the auto show. We went to the auto show.
Yeah.
They have
like
it. They don't have
it
anymore.
It's now becoming where everybody has it in their household.
Yeah. And
finally, freaking kids now who are this video age, are going to have to work a little bit.
Yeah. Going to have to get up.
Not move their thumb and their forefinger their wrist or their elbow.
Nintendo started it all with Dance Dance Revolution, which is where you had to dance on the mat and really move around and do it. And once again, I mean, Miyamoto-san, arigatou gozaimasu. Shigeru Miyamoto is the executive director of product development at Nintendo, and this guy is brilliant. He is truly a visionary. He
God
knows what's going on. God love them. They just
God
do
love
so many
Japan
cool things.
Because I'm going to buy a new Toyota at some point.
See?
And I drive a Toyota now, so I love the Japanese.
And maybe it'll come Wii enabled, so you can just drive.
Ooh, wouldn't that be fun? You're driving down through a cornfield in Illinois, but you feel like you're driving through Rome. Right. That would be lovely.
Just slice. So very soon, more games are going to come out for it. There's just a limited number of things. The Tiger Woods Golf, I'm probably going to go out and buy that tomorrow.
Ooh.
I love the golf game. It's very hard. It's not easy, but you really have to. You have
do you
to
play
look
golf?
Down and no.
Ooh, I do.
I go to
though.
The driving range.
Well, I could teach you a little bit.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do a
podcast from the Diversity Driving Range.
Okay.
As soon as the weather breaks,
we'll go. I don't have clubs. I need
you
to show me how
you're
to.
About my height, so I mean, mine are girl clubs, but they're
that's okay.
They'd be good for you for starting
out. I wear a white skirt very.
I know you would. Well, you know, it's actually been a really big week in. You know, it's been a pretty big week in the news, most of it coming down from, once again, gays in the military.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I'm glad that gay stuff happens because then we can talk about it. We have a show.
Well, yeah, but
honestly, like, I just am ready for these politicians to get off our backs. It's just like there's something, it feels like between the Coulters and now General Peter Pace, which... Peter Pace just sounds like, I think of Peter Page and he just sounds like a gay guy.
Yeah.
He thinks the general doth protest too much, but, you know, claiming that he finds homosexuality immoral and all this stuff. And, you know, the big deal is that that's not supposedly morality is not the reason supposedly that gays in the military don't serve. And so for him to say that as a general, is horribly offensive.
Well, and it's so non sequitur. Where is this coming from? Why is he?
Well, he was asked. He was asked, I guess, about, you know, just currently what's going on with all of the, you know, there's a lot of pressure right now on Don't Ask, Don't Tell and a couple of, big.
Yeah, but I don't know, going up.
He's asked about it at some point. It's just funny now because now these conservatives are being put in a position where they show their stripes. Like, it's interesting that at a Focus on the Family thing with James Dobson is where Gingrich finally like said, "I'm having an affair." It's it's kind of like they're all being called on the carpet. You know, McGreevy, who I think is a pretty slimy guy.
But he's cured.
He's cute, but not that cute.
No, cured.
Oh, he's cured. No, well, McGreevy is... No, Governor McGreevy. He's
a gay
guy. And he's living with a fucking, like, Australian tycoon, but he's asking his wife for child support. Like, this just makes me want to vomit. And we're going to talk about all that in our news today, but... you know, I just think that I really feel like right now, with all the stuff that's coming out with Bush and with Libby and everything, I mean, so much is happening to this administration right now, and it's karmic. I know it's karmic, and I'm glad a lot of this stuff is coming out. But I swear to God, if you want to serve in this military right now, and they're so unprotected, and we're not supporting our troops, and you're gay or lesbian, then I think... I hope this is the time to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I don't know if that can happen. I do not know the legalese about it enough or the logistics, but this is the time. This is the time. It's wartime. We are desperate for troops. We are desperate for translators. And if our, you know, gay and lesbian armed forces people want to be there, then let them be there. This is just insane. It's just insane.
Well, it doesn't seem to serve anybody any good. It just seems to serve everybody lots of bad.
It's
just so unhelpful. It's so the opposite of doing anything good, because what good does it do to keep these people out? Absolutely nothing. When you could, I mean, when you've got people who willingly want to step into this, you know, admittedly fucked up situation, but when people really want to get out there and do it, why would you hold them back?
I mean, why would you make them serve in fear that they're going to absolutely. Be outed? I mean, that they're absolutely. Going, that something's going to happen, that, you know, General Peter Pace saying this. You know, I heard something the other day that even when back when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was set up, that they were talking to tons of military personnel and they were, and even at that time, gay and lesbian armed forces, people were saying, you know, we know that they're there. You know, when they were saying, well, don't you think it would be bad if X, they were like, you know what? It's kind of like going to the gym. What's the difference? You know, it's like showering when you go work out, you know? So honestly, it's interesting because I feel like what happens is when these higher up people incite fear and make it a morality issue and all of this, it somehow condones bad behavior that probably wouldn't even have been there.
I mean,
it would have been there to some extent because it exists in the world. So, of course, it's going to exist in the most traditional structure in our society, which would be the military. But
let's look at history here. Let's look at the fraction of time that we've been talking about this issue with respect to the American military. The American military is a baby. It's young. It's very young. Granted, it's a huge superpower in the world. Don't get me wrong. But for thousands and thousands of years, there have been military institutions that have had, no doubt about it, gay and lesbian people serving.
Well, the British have gay and lesbian people serving, and they're the biggest ally we have in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's just hilarious that they're probably serving next to a British fag or dyke and
nobody's the wiser, because I can't imagine that would be what you'd be thinking about that time. In Israel, everyone has to serve. Absolutely everyone who's an Israeli citizen has to serve in the military.
Right.
It's just what you have to do. And you can't tell me they don't, you know, you can't tell me that society doesn't have percentage-wise the same as a lot of other places in the world. Look at ancient history. I mean, look at Japanese feudal history, okay? The love that you had for your boss, literally, not necessarily physically, but literally, was what kept you together. That's why you fought for these people, not for the love of your country, for the love of your leader, for the love of this kinship, this clansmanship that you had there. I mean, all throughout Roman history, it's been so there. It's been so much a part of what's going on. There's an interesting thread through the Frank Herbert Dune books that he falls through this later on in the series. He falls through this point where he talks about a female militia and a female military unit, and their love for the leader is so strong that keeps them going. But yet there's rampant homosexuality throughout the entire serving force. And you know what it does? It strengthens them in many ways. It was just a really interesting thing he touched on. And he wrote those books. I think that last book that he wrote was like in the 80s or before then.
I don't know his book.
So it's all about the Dune. You know the movie Dune with Kyle MacLachlan and everything. It's a whole series in there. But he has all these concepts of homosexuals in the military and what was going on there. And it was interesting that he was talking about it so long ago, and he talked about it in such a positive light that it reinforced certain things to do with it. So it's just, it's very interesting that we're wrestling with this issue that's as old as the hills, that they're using it as fire for something else. There's another agenda there by them talking about this stuff. Right. It really has nothing to do with making the military better, in my opinion.
Well, it's just an unfortunate too that this is a real time for for presidential candidates to come up, especially Democratic presidential candidates, and say this is just wrong, and you know, and get on board with some change. But well, we have got a very
fun interview for you folks.
You know, it's been a decade.
Yes,
it's been 10 years, and she doesn't look a day over 20. But Miss Fousey,
Club lighting.
Miss Fousey Club Lighting. Miss Fousey, hello, Pineapple.
Hi, hot dog.
Is having her 10th anniversary here in Chicago. And if you're not a Chicagoan, click on our site. We'll definitely probably try to see if we can capture some pictures of Fousey.
We'll have her around.
But we're going to be hanging out with Miss Fousey on Halsted Strip at a cocktail. And
cocktail.
You got to love that. And having a cocktail with the Fous tonight on our show.
It's the first place I ever spun records, cocktail.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's all taking it right back to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And we'll figure out the birth of Miss Fousey and how she became just literally kind of the mayoress of Halsted Street. She is kind of the mayoress of Halsted Street. Mm-hmm. So
Mormon loving Miss Fousey.
We're going to hang out with Miss Fousey. And you know, coming up, we've got some really great shows for you in weeks ahead, and we're definitely going to be tapping in later on in the week with two of the stars from The Color Purple, which is starting its first national tour here in Chicago, fresh from the Broadway production, which continues with Fantasia's in the Broadway production. Well, we have the other idol, LaToya London, here in our cast, plus former Destiny's Child member, Michelle Williams.
Gorgeous Michelle.
Is in the cast, and I'll be talking with Michelle Williams later on in the week, plus the star of the show, Jeanette Byardell, who is playing Celie. So it's going to be a good, it's going to be a good week of Queercast.
Entertainment. So we'll be back with you folks after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular. I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Need a vacation from your holiday? Crave some real relaxation and cuddle time without Cousin Susie watching your every move? Not to worry. GayHotelDiscounts.com is here to help. If you're a queen in need of a king, bed that is, you can find the luxury you desire at a price you can afford. Powered by the strongest search engine on the web, GayHotelDiscounts.com are your gay travel experts.
It's time to dust off that tux and ball gown and throw on your dancing shoes, because the annual HRC Chicago Gala is right around the corner. Join us June 16th at the Hilton Chicago on South Michigan Avenue for HRC's Tickled Pink Gala, celebrating Chicago's GLBT community with dinner, dancing, a silent auction, and many more surprises. This year's keynote speaker is Academy Award-winning actress and newest star of The L Word, Marlee Matlin. For more, visit Tickled Pink Pink2007.com, and tickets are on sale now at boxofficetickets.com. Just search for HRC Chicago to get your tickets today.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
the very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get
some culture in your life.
Join the club.
And for the week of March 19th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Travel to the interior of Liberia with Looking Glass Theater Company's explosive world premiere, Black Diamond, The Years the Locusts Have Eaten. Starting April 4th at Looking Glass Theater, located in the Water Tower Waterworks. For tickets to Black Diamond, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company concludes its 10th year of Think Theater with Mrs. Warren's Profession by George Bernard Shaw. Censored for 8 years for airing Polite Society's Dirty Laundry, this controversial comedy full of wit and colorful characters remains as relevant today as when it was written. Mrs. Warren's Profession, playing now through April 22nd at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater. For tickets, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org.
The Chicago Tribune says it's intriguing, tantalizing, lush, and gorgeous. Hubbard Street Dance Chicago presents two separate programs featuring exhilarating new works by leading American and international choreographers, April 11th through the 22nd at the Harris Theater. Call 866-535-HSDC or visit hubbardstreetdance.com.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com. Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Wicked, the most popular musical in Chicago history. For tickets, visit wickedthemusical.com/Chicago.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news. On March 15th in New York City's Times Square, hundreds gathered at a military recruitment center to protest Joint Chief of Staff Chairman General Peter Pace's remark that homosexuality was immoral. The event, which marked the 20th anniversary of ACT UP, was triggered a couple nights earlier when Larry Kramer spoke at the LGBT Center.
Openly gay former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy is seeking custody of his 5-year-old daughter as well as child support from Dina Matos, his estranged wife. McGreevy, who lives with his partner Mark O'Donnell, stunned many in 2004 when he came out and resigned. Following last year's release of McGreevy's book, The Confession, his wife will release her book, Silent Partner, this spring.
Former Republican U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich has admitted that he was having an extramarital affair while attempting to have then-President Bill Clinton impeached. The admission by Gingrich, who, incidentally, is against same-sex marriage, came during an interview with Focus on the Family's James Dobson.
In Hawaii, the state house passed a domestic partner benefits bill for state and county workers. The measure comes on the heels of the state legislature rejecting a proposed civil union bill for same-sex couples.
Although several newspapers and over a dozen advertisers have dropped conservative pundit Ann Coulter for calling the presidential candidate John Edwards a faggot, Crown Publishing Group plans to release her next book, If Democrats Had Any Brains, They'd Be Republicans, in October. Crown, a division of Random House, said that Coulter's marketability is still viable despite her latest comments.
The FX drama Nip Tuck has a superstar scheduled to guest star next season, Madonna. The singer-actress will appear opposite her longtime friend Rosie O'Donnell, who made quite an impression last season as Dawn Budge, a character who had plastic surgery after winning the lottery. Other celebrities who have acted on Nip Tuck are Kathleen Turner, Richard Chamberlain, Alanis Morissette.
Mario Vasquez, the former American Idol finalist who shocked many a few years ago when he suddenly dropped out of the competition, is being sued for allegedly sexually harassing a male accountant in 2005. According to the Los Angeles County Superior Court lawsuit, Magdaleno Olmos, an accountant for American Idol, claims that Vasquez, among other things, followed him into a bathroom, masturbated in front of him, and touched him and asked him if he wanted oral sex.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show received 12 Daytime Emmy nominations. Her show, Dr. Phil, Rachel Ray, The View, and The Tyra Banks Show all received nods for Best Talk Show. Winners will be announced June 15th on a live broadcast on CBS.
Gay Channel Logo is sponsoring True Colors, a 15-city tour featuring Deborah Harry, Erasure, Cyndi Lauper, and more. Margaret Cho will be hosting, and the Indigo Girls, Rufus Wainwright, and Rosie O'Donnell will appear at certain cities. The tour benefiting the Human Rights Campaign starts June 8th in Las Vegas and ends June 30th in Los Angeles. It stops at the Chicago Auditorium Theater on June 12th. See hrc.org/truecolors for details.
And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hi, this is Candace Kane, and I'd like to say gorgeous, and thanks a lot for listening to Windy City Queercast.
It is so exciting. So we are standing here right outside a cocktail. You can hear the thumpa thumpa, boom 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 boom, with the one,
oh my God,
the only, the legendary Miss Fousey.
Miss Fousey.
Hello, pineapples.
Hello, Fouse.
Hi, everybody.
It's your virginal experience on the Windy City Queercast.
I am so excited. You know, I've been wanting to get on here with
every
you
every time I see Fousey, she's like, when are you going to have me on the Queercast? Right. When are you going to have me on your show?
I want to
so
be on
excited.
The program. I want to be on the program.
It's the persistence that has lasted 10 years.
Yes.
That
10
is
years,
the,
yes.
The Fouseydom. The Fouseydom.
So that's hilarious.
Explain for us, Fouse. What has this 10 years, what has this 10-year climb been like?
Well, it's, actually, I have to tell you, it's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. You know, I'm involved with a lot of, as much as possible with as many people and as many charities and events that I can be part of. Mm. And to me, that is so rewarding to be involved with so much.
Well, now, I know we had you on Windy City Radio a few times, but tell
I
those queercasters who don't know, because we get people now around the right. world who listen to us and around the U.S.
Wow.
How
we're global, baby.
You know,
I love the global.
And folks, we got our link, so go to the website yes. and see the pineapple. But we want to know how the Fouse was yes. birthed.
Where did she
come from? Oh, how it all began?
I want to yes. know what the umbilical cord
started
was
at the very beginning.
To.
Oh,
well, it was on very a piece of paper. No, I'm oh. kidding.
I,
no, ew. You know what? No, you know what happened is, well, 10 years ago, I used to work as John in security. I used to work at Roscoe's and different clubs.
The name John, not like John I can buy
John
you
was my, yeah. well, John is my real name, but we won't put that on there, right? Yeah. Okay, because no. I don't want anybody to know. Okay, but you know,
no one would ever
10 years
security.
Ago,
you
I used to do security, and I got together with a bunch of my friends for dinner one night, and they're like, so why don't we have a party?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, April 6th, I am. It's my birthday,
oh, okay.
and they're like, "Well, that's about 2-3 months away. Let's plan a party." So I said, "Okay, let's do it," you know, for John. So we made up flyers, about 1,000 of them. They were all
right.
multiple colors, rainbow colors,
of course.
And I ended up giving them out to everybody I could possibly think of, and on them it said, "Bring your friends. If you like them, I like them." Simple,
right?
Real. And so what happened was...
The motto of Fouse right there.
If you like them, I like them.
You like them, I like them.
And real.
If you lick them, I lick them.
No. Well, but anyways, I was passing all these out, and the day of the party, I got there as John, and I walked into the club. I've already said one club. Can I see all these clubs?
You can
see
all the clubs.
We're Chicago.
Oh, I was at the club with Circuit, and I went in there, and at that time, it didn't even look like a club. It was just an open space.
Yeah, the big
it's
warehouse
much more
space.
Fabulous. I mean,
oh, it's but it looks really good. But anyways, oh hi. No, I'm kidding.
She's so famous, folks.
You get too funny.
They're honking.
So I got into the club, and there was about 20 or 30 people in there, and I'm walking around, and I'm saying hi to them. Hi, that's John. And then one of my friends that decided to have the party pulls me into the back, and I'm like, all right, so I'm in the back. There's a table, and there's a wig, and there's a dress, and there's shoes. And I'm like, and at that time, Fousey was all about being pretty. You know, as time goes on, you become a little different. You don't...
Mature.
It's about the flash.
You grow older, and you just learn that it's not always about being pretty. It's just be yourself. And some people say the higher the hair, the better. Well...
The higher the hair, the closer to God, honey.
That's what I've heard. But I sometimes the higher the hair, the more... you feel...
Doors you run into.
Like, yeah, so that's true, too.
Paul, can't get in the back seat of a car.
Oh, my God. I love that, Peter. How did you... I gotta, can I use that sometime?
Absolutely.
But anyways, back to the story. I know this is taking a while.
No.
But I'll make it a quickie, because whenever Fuzzy does a quickie, it's a quickie. Get it in, get it out.
I'm saying.
But that's not important right
I've
now.
Been
What's
for
important
many of your quickies.
Is what happened. So what happened is I'm in the back, and there's a wig, and there's about three or four people back there. And I'm like, so what's going on? And they're like, well, we're going to dress you up tonight. And I said, I don't do that. And they're like, yes, you do. I said, no, I don't. So we went back and forth. But 2 minutes later, I said, sure, I'll dress up. Why not? You know, it'll be fun. Why not? It's my birthday. You know, so we did it. And I'm getting...
I'm 21.
They're
Let's
dressing
just
me up.
Do it.
So they're dressing me up, putting makeup on me, and about an hour went by. And I'm like, my God, what is all that noise? And the next thing I know, somebody comes running into the back, opens the door, and says, oh, my God, the place is packed. And there was like 300-400 people. And I'm not making this up. I'm Miss Boozy. Right. And I went, they came in, and I'm like, my God, what is going on? They go, it's just packed. And the guy that comes in, he goes, you better hurry, Fousey. And I said, Fousey, I'll be Miss Fousey, because I'm not married and still not married, but it's not important. But that's how Miss Fousey was born.
Really?
It was just, I...
So somebody else painted you, somebody else named Jen, then dragged you in a big room.
And then I went into the room, and I could hear everybody, where's John? Where's John? And the place was packed. So I went up the stairs, and I did a number, I Am Every Woman, or so I don't remember.
There was a pool at that time, wasn't
well,
there?
No, that was before the pool.
It was before
the pool. I mean, no, the pool came afterwards.
After that, okay, sorry.
Yes, and I never swam in that pool.
I did.
But, Anyways,
there was no peeing in it, though.
I was just going to say.
They live to tell.
This is so funny. I love this.
We can say fucking shit and cock, too, if we
can,
like to.
On this, yes. We can say, oh.
We're not on the radio anymore.
Well, I can't say that, though. But, you know, on the stage.
She's a miss.
I was on the stage, and I did my little Fousey number, and it was only 1 minute, and I took off my wig that I had on, and I said, thank you for coming to my birthday party. You know, my name's John, of course, but today Miss Fousey was born. The owner of the club came up to me and said, why don't you, are you interested in doing a show here? We'll call it Miss Fousey and Her Floozies. And I said, I love it. And that's when I started. And at that time, I started at $30.
Nice.
Just thought I'd tell you that. Oh. No, that was every Sunday. And yeah, well, to me, that was like, ooh, $30. 10 years ago. Well, anyways, as time went
on. With inflation now.
And there were times, too, when I didn't even make $30. Because I always, my thing was give everybody an opportunity to show whatever talent they have.
Right.
And believe me, I had some really interesting talent. Fire eaters and poetry and dancers and strippers and drag queens and people that you would never know that existed.
Yeah.
But it was
and
fabulous.
And might not want to know they existed, but
and
there they are.
They actually were fabulous. And from now on, I see some of these people that used to be in my show.
Oh, fun.
And I see them now, and they've come a long ways.
Well, you have come a long way.
Absolutely.
We are having you on the show to hopefully be one
I'm
of the
honored.
First to congratulate you on
yes,
10 fabulous years
you,
of
Thank
making
you.
People
Thank
smile
you.
And happy and
Thank
bringing
you.
The joy to this community of
Thank
Chicago.
You. That means
I call you the mayoress of North Halsted.
Absolutely.
I, you know, it's unfortunate that I can't get you farther up to my neck of the woods. We're going to get you up that way a lot more. But
but the boys
it.
Aren't going to let go of you, honey. We're going to hold on tight. We're going to keep you around.
But you are celebrating and inviting all of Chicago. Once again, it's like sending out those flyers. Come all, but it's going to go on for an entire fucking week.
Yes.
So let's talk about the 10-year celebration week that was.
So get your donor liver ready.
All right.
So
I think
when
I'm
is
ready.
It starting? It's starting on...
Well, Sunday, April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Oh, April Fool's Day.
I lost my virginity on April Fool's Day, and that's a true story.
Oh. La, 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 la.
To a boy.
I don't remember when I lost my virginity.
I do, because it's April Fool's Day. I thought it was so fucking funny when I came out as a lesbian. Anyhow, let's go on.
Wow.
I digress. That's what I have a show for, is to digress.
That is funny. Well, let's see. Sunday, April 1st, of course, I'm at Roscoe's.
Whoa,
that's a Sunday mail call. Actually going to be Miss Fousey's kickoff birthday party.
Ooh. Excellent.
Yeah, mail call with Miss Fousey, and we have the fabulous DJ Bobby. I love her.
Love her.
Fabulous.
She is incredible.
I love
and
her glasses.
Course,
she gives good glasses.
She gives good glasses?
Yeah, she has good glasses.
Oh, yeah, she's so funny. But, yeah, so that would be Sunday.
Okay.
Would you want to know what's Monday?
What's Monday?
Oh, all right.
So about Fousey's
Fish
hole.
For dinner? I don't know.
Monday, April 2nd, Pie Hole Pizza.
Pie Hole Pizza?
Yes, I'm actually
going to... Rumor has it. What are they doing for you?
Well, they're actually making a Miss Fousey pizza special, which will be a permanent engravement, I guess, on their menu. It's going to be a special pineapple and ham pizza. It's the official name after Miss Fousey.
Excellent.
Oh, there's people coming around from us.
That's
coming out of the audience. Hi,
hi.
This is what happens when you hang out with
me. I know. How are you?
Live radio.
Oh, my God.
Fousey,
you know what?
I'm in Iowa. Number one.
How long are you going to be here in the city?
I'm here till Thursday.
Oh, honey, that's not long enough.
I know, and you're so fucking cute. I'm over there, and I was like, look it. There's
we're
a
recording.
Big
no,
pineapple
we're just recording
out there. Fousey I love it, too.
China.
I got a picture
of
me on my MySpace.
I love you.
You were on my MySpace.
I know. I'm going to...
Will you be my friend?
I am your friend. I'm already your friend, baby.
Fousey's having a fan moment right here.
She's basking in the Fousey-dom.
If you remember me talking about the Dolly Parton fandom, this is very similar.
My party's all
no licking is occurring.
No.
She starts smelling her seatbelt. I'll be worried.
God, it is true.
I would love to. I just, you know.
Well, we'll stay in touch.
Yeah.
Because MySpace.
MySpace.
Yes, everybody go on Fousey's MySpace.
The picture of the night I was Janet Jackson and I wore your name on my titties.
Oh, honey, I remember that.
I know.
She said titties.
All the shit.
And we can say titties.
But I'm Rosie Love. I'm my alter ego on my MySpace. So Alexandra doesn't apply. Alexandra
this is live, too. We're getting all this taped.
Awesome.
Oh,
it's all right. This is the shit, okay?
We love it.
I exposed my nipples for your ass. All right.
They were covered with tape.
She traded nipples for ass. Devin, that's delightful.
Devin is very cute.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
No.
Very volleyball lesbian circa 1982 Mariel Hemingway.
Girl, let me tell you something. Though.
I'd like to paint the picture for you.
Right.
Because I do shows in Iowa. 3.5 hours away.
Are you serious?
Drag shows. Me and my friend.
Iowa and Corn. We're not sure.
You know I have a sick.
Out there. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. We're back.
Don't be sorry.
Are you okay? It's the Fousey.
This is why we have a pause.
Sorry.
We're
don't be sorry.
Monday.
We're out here.
We're to Monday. Monday, the Fousey pizza.
Monday, yes, Fousey the Fousey pizza, which I'm very excited about. So
at the Pie Hole.
At the Pie Hole.
That's
right here on Roscoe.
Fousey's Hole at the
Pie Hole. Halsted. You're too funny. Right across from 7-Eleven.
And the Tuesday.
Oh, and Tuesday, April 3rd, I will be here at Cocktail, which I'm here right now.
We're hanging out at the Cocktail.
On the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a little party, and they have a little drink specials. Of course, I do a little Fousey Quickie at 12:30 at night.
Don't miss that, because it's quick.
And there's also ass all night.
Yes, there are little dancer boys.
Little.
I don't really know them. I just know they're here.
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. All right, Wednesday. Wednesday, am
Hump
I going
day.
Too fast?
No.
All right, Wednesday is a great day. April 4th is a party at Circuit, which is originally where Miss Fousey was born.
Oh, the birthplace of...
Miss Fousey. I will be 10 years old.
Are they putting a flag down for you to like state
I don't
the claim?
Know hi, guys. Hi, honey.
Other cuties.
Good to see you.
All the
hi,
cutie
baby.
Patooties walking
I know.
Down the street.
All the gorgeous men at home.
Look at the boys.
So Circuit is going to be very exciting.
Love is in
exciting.
This area.
And then we're heading to...
where am I? Wednesday, yes. Circuit, April 4th, 9 till 2. Free admission, free appetizers, and a Fousey show starting at 10:30.
We love it.
And DJ Jungle George.
Georgie.
And also on Thursday, April 5th, I'm at Caesars, which is on Broadway and Oakdale.
Yes, I'm really
very close.
Fun.
It's on the third floor, and I'm having my birthday party. We're having a margarita party, actually.
Ooh. I love margaritas.
7 till midnight, $2 margaritas, any flavor.
So they'll make a pineapple margarita.
I want a pina colada. I'll have a pina colada.
I hope you guys can make it. I really would love to see you there. DJ Michael Plez, he's fabulous. And there's a Fousey wheel where you can win Fousey prizes. An iPod, a CD.
Oh, wow.
Lots of things. You just never know.
Perhaps
it's going to be a lot of fun.
More love.
Maybe a foosball. You guys are riots. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh,
really, when I heard, I saw the email, I was so excited.
We're
and it's so,
so to
great to see you both.
Yeah.
Amy, Peter, thank you.
Don't
thank
wrap
you
it
so
up
much.
Yet. You got
oh,
it.
I just get all excited.
Four days.
All right, I'm sorry. And Friday, April 6th, which is really my real birthday.
Your real
and
birthday.
Fousey really
well,
turned 10.
John's birthday. And
yes,
Fousey turns 10.
Yes, and it's at Spin, which is from 10 to 1. We're going to actually do a shower contest, which I'm hosting.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that. And of course, first place is $150. Uh-huh. Second place is $50. Possibly some little appetizers. And Fousey doing a quickie around 11 o'clock.
We love
and one
that.
Before midnight.
night.
God, don't miss them. They're quick.
Oh, you know they're going to do they're going to do a Fousey pineapple upside down cake shot for $3.
And can I tell you, we have worked on that shot for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Are you serious?
And we have finally fucking perfected it. It tastes delicious.
See, Peter is all over
Fousey, I've got your back, girl. I'm all over this. Oh, that shot is the bomb.
Really, I can't
it's
wait.
So good. It does taste like pineapple upside down cake.
Are you guys going to try to make one of the parties?
We are.
I would
and
love
we want
to
everybody
see you.
To come out and see you. So tell me, how do people see what you're doing? And
yeah,
on
how do they
scene?
Find you?
You're definitely an online girl.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, okay. Well, I have a website, missfousey.com or missfousey.net, N-E-T.
Oh.
Or there's Miss Fousey's, I'm on MySpace.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Bye, sweetheart. Thank you. Miss Fousey on MySpace. I don't know how you read
MySpace.
That.
MySpace.com/MissFousey. Probably.
Oh,
there
yeah. MissFouzie.
And I just want to know where the pineapple came from. Is
yeah,
it
where
really
did all
the
that come from? Is it the wig?
I call
is it...
everybody a pineapple. Well, the wig does look like a pineapple, which
it
is
does.
Pretty funny. But it's funny as time went on, Miss Fousey's look actually started 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So keeping this look, I think, was the best thing I ever did, because when I first started, I didn't know anything about, you know, what you should look like, and was all about trying to be pretty and look. And now I keep the same look. That way, when people see you, they know who you
oh, honey,
are.
And that way, when they
iconic.
Walk into a crowded room, they see the little tower of hair, and they're like, "Oh, there's Fouz. Let's go over there."
I always think of the B-52 song "Strobe Light," and if you've never done a number to it, at the end where he goes, "I can see your pineapple." I always think of B-52.
That's funny.
So I think you should just pop out of.
I could see your pineapple.
We should do a modern dance.
Show me your pineapple.
Legs and it's Fousey.
I'll never forget one time I did a number.
The moment of her birth. And, modern dance. Fousey's birth.
One time I did a number and I was doing this little thing up on stage, and I did this jump up in the air thing, and one of my breasts fell out, and it was so funny because I used to wear birdseed as breasts.
Yes.
And every year they got bigger and bigger, and until the birds started following me around, that was it.
You were Tippi Hedren then. the birds.
And then I got into the other ones, and now these are my new winter breasts, but I'm getting rid of those soon.
You have seasonal breasts?
Yes, I do change my breasts.
See, nowhere else, folks, will you hear about Miss Fousey's breasts, except for the Windy City Queercast. I just have to put that out there.
Oh.
Right there. An exclusive on your... So tell me, honey, for you, what has changed over these 10 years? Because it's been 10 wonderful years. There's so much love on this street for you. Everyone knows you, honey. Everybody, you say Miss Fousey, everybody smiles. What's changed for you over these 10 years? What have you seen?
I have seen... Well... If you're looking at what I've seen, I've seen a lot of good, I've seen bad, I've seen love. You know, people come and go in your life, and you see a lot. But you see, when I'm out as Miss Fousey, I want to bring people together. We are all the same. We are who we are is because who we are.
Right.
And life is to enjoy. So I just feel when you're with people, love them. You never know when it might be the last time you see them.
Mm.
And, you know, I have a lot of things that my mother... Actually, when you talked about where the pineapple came from and the hot dog,
yeah.
My mom always used to say that to us. And you think about things in your past, and when you're a little person and you grow up and you go through life, and sometimes it gets harder. But the best thing... What I see is enjoy your life, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. And some people, it's hard, but go on and enjoy your life, because it's so quick. You turn around and you're 20, you turn around and you're 40, or next thing you know, you're 80 and your life is, where did it go? So I would say enjoy your life. As Fousey, I am 10 years old, and let me tell you something, it has been the greatest gift being who I am today. I feel like I've made a difference with a lot of people, giving them love, giving them some type of feeling before they leave. Not a bad feeling, but a feeling of...
And not feeling them up, right. But just
no,
a feeling.
Just a feeling of, like, life is real. And you enjoy your life because you are who you are. Nobody can change it.
Well, life is awfully real and a little surreal with you in it, in the most beautiful and wonderful
Absolutely.
Way. So, Miss Fousey,
you.
We hope everybody will come out and celebrate your 10 fabulous years, a full fabulous week of things from Sunday through Friday.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
And check
it's a
out
week
the
full
website.
Of Fouz, MissFousey.com. Do not miss it.
Thank you.
And we'll have you linked on our site.
Thank
Miss
you.
Fousey, thanks so much for being
Hi,
on the
you,
show.
Everybody.
Thank you so much for having me here. I really had a great time. It was great seeing both of you, Amy.
Amy.
We love you.
Peter,
love you.
Thank you for your support. Love. Thank you for your love. And thank you for the great podcast of fun.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.